women need to understand this, and I love you all very deeply. Your feelings cannot be right or wrong. They're just feelings. They cannot describe reality.
Yes.
They are feelings. They don't determine reality. They're just feelings. And so, like, I feel bad because of this. It's like, all right, well, feeling bad about this situation doesn't make that situation bad. Feeling bad about something does not mean you're doing something wrong. All right, whatever. So, like, your feelings are not wrong. But you could be like, oh, this situation is not ideal, where I'm constantly going through these cycles. Okay, how do I get out of this cycle? Could be something that I do. Could be something wrong with the men. Then I'll just choose other men, right? Like, the best way to get agency over this is blame yourself, and not in, like, a in self-pity way where it's like, I'm ugly, that's why it never works.
No.
No, it's like, go be like, all right, I'm choosing the wrong people. There's a lid for every pot. Oh,
I know it hurts. I'm sorry. It's not your point. All right, you came to the right place, you ding-dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only Catholic podcast with a consistent pro-life ethic. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. We just had a really nice mini podcast, otherwise known as a conversation.
Patrick and I had an unrecorded podcast.
What if we just get together, a couple of beers, no mics, no phones, just a conversation? I'll call it analog podcasting.
Yeah, it's just us. It's the is Fortnite overrated meme. It's you and me talking about people tweeting.
The tweet that I think about all the time that never went viral but should have was from Nick Sharapa. He goes, "Guys, I hit the AM button on my radio. They got podcasts on there."
That's pretty good.
It's a great tweet. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is the episode where we answer your dating questions, because you guys are all hopelessly in love, and we're hopelessly in love with our wives.
Yes.
You sleep alone in a race car bed. I sleep in a big bed with my wife. So we're going to help you fix that by getting you married.
I sleep in a big race car bed with my wife.
But first, I have a compliment to offer Ethan that I promised last episode. Was that we were talking about polos. You know how I normally wear my button-down short sleeves. Ethan thinks those shirts look bad and I look awful in them.
I didn't say you look awful. I think they don't accentuate your curves properly.
I wore a polo the other day and my wife was like, "You look good." And I was like, "That is impossible." Because in my head, I don't look good in polos because I didn't look good in them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I was like, Ethan was like, "I look bad in polos." But I was like, "No, I thought that I don't look good in polos because I don't have the same build as Ethan, and Ethan rocks a polo." So I wanted to say that in front of our audience.
Thanks, man. I wanted to say something that I didn't say on the last pod that I told you in our unrecorded podcast that we were doing together, is that Patrick has aura now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we did talk about this on the last episode.
He turned on the camera and he was dripping through the screen. I had to wipe down my monitor because the aura was coming through like Ghostbusters ooze. It was incredible.
I'm trying to...
You're like the Slimer of looking good.
What?
You ever seen the film Ghostbusters?
Yes. Oh, the green guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's me.
Yes. To kick off this dating pod, I wanted to share my screen and show you a little Reddit post. This kind of pertains to our pod about Harry Potter last week or on Sunday. I was going to bring it up, but I forgot. Did you see this? My growing post-divorce book collection.
I love
for
that.
For audio listeners, it's all the Harry Potter books, all of the Aragon books, Lord of the Rings, a bunch of Magic the Gathering books. The best part is, Patrick, is the top comment. Ready?
Yeah, I've seen this top comment. I love it.
This is brutal. 15 and already divorced.
Oh, dude.
And if you don't want that to be you, you should heed our advice that we're about to give. If you don't want to be a 15-year-old divorced guy like that dude, get ready because we're about to drop some knowledge.
I wish 15-year-olds
could get married.
No, I wish 15. I wish. I wish 15-year-olds were still reading Aragorn and Harry Potter and not.
Dude, and not like girl slop sex books.
Yes, I wish that was the case. I'd like to go out on a limb and officially come out as an opinion. I think that that doesn't count as reading. I think that if you read, I'm gonna gatekeep. Let me gatekeep here for a second. As a bookworm, as a book lover, you don't get to call yourself a book lover if all the books you read are just about sex. Like that's
why.
Why are you as a book
exciting my genitalia?
That's not your job.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
My mind.
Yes, that's the only part of me that I want excited is my neurons, not my I don't know what parts.
Once you focus on this brain.
Yeah. The one. Yeah. Fill in the blanks. That's pretty good. Book talk, girl slop must be stopped. That's my new slogan.
Book talk, girl slop must be stopped.
Must be stopped. Yes.
Incredible. Okay. We have some questions from people on Discord. If you want us to answer a dating question from you, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord, and then you can ask your question in the dating corner section.
I would also like to apologize for the lack of dating corner episode last week. I didn't do one because I had already done a solo podcast and my wife didn't want to do one with me, and I didn't want to find someone else to do one with. So I just didn't do one. I do have someone for you to do one with.
I saw that email,
but I saw it too late.
Oh, okay.
that's my bad. I'm sorry. I have not been a very good solo podcast showrunner in your absence.
That's fine.
I got to talk to you, man. I've been getting up at 5:30, working all day, putting Peter to sleep, and then I've been working all night until I go to bed at 10 and just back up and again every day. It's been a grind. The last like month has been like that. So
Yeah.
We'll have a
conversation. I am having a great time at work because one of my friends became a member of my co-working space, and he brought a friend, and so now it's just me and another friend. We have a desk clump, and we're just sitting there. We all have like our own businesses we work on, and it's like it's electric. It feels.
I wish
so
I had
good.
Friends, dude.
Dude, I so wished I had friends until last week, and then I had friends, and I was like,
"Who would have thought that with this podcast would end up you being the one with all the friends?" And me being the one without any friends.
And the aura? That's impossible.
You have friends and aura. Right. You can't have both.
You can't have both, dude.
No friends, no aura, no crypto. It's over for me.
All I've got is my race car bed. It's on layaway. I don't even technically own it. It's from Rent-A-Center.
And even when it gets here, I lay, but my wife says, go away.
Oh, man. All right. We got to ask questions. Answer questions.
That's a Rodney Dangerfield joke. I feel proud of that one.
Yeah. Hey, my wife likes to call, like, talk after. Okay.
She orders beds on layaway. I lay, she says, away.
Hey, Phoebe. Do you remember when I crapped myself the first day I did Exodus 90?
I will never forget that.
So, hi, my name is Patrick Devy. I did Exodus 90 a couple of years ago, and I did poop my pants on the first day because I fasted and drank too much coffee. But did you know that Exodus 90 is not just about fasting and cold showers before Easter? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Tell me more.
So they do a little thing called St. Michael's Lent that you can actually go sign up for now if you are a man and you're interested in getting yourself ready for Advent, getting yourself ready for Christmas. You can download their app and you can actually get their they have daily scripture meditations, prayers, reflections on getting closer to God as a man. They have also have a new course on the Eucharist just in time. For now that we're after the Eucharistic revival, we can, you know, get closer to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. If you go to exodus90.com/thecrunch, you can let them know that we sent you, and you can enjoy the beautiful prayers and courses they have available on there right now. It's exodus90.com/thecrunch. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. Is it weird? Is it weird or frowned upon to double date with a couple that's in a different stage of their relationship than you? No. I married couples, engaged couples, etc. Okay. I appreciate the feedback. I love double dates and planned. I tend to plan social things much more than my boyfriend. Every time I plan a double date, he's a good sport. But we disagreed about a potential double date with a couple that's getting married in October. We were both friends with a guy in college. Neither of us know his fiance. It's a pretty vague idea, so there's no pressure for him. Okay. Yeah, you should double. He's being weird. I don't know. That's a weird. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it.
Is it just
the boyfriend?
The boyfriend? Why doesn't he want to do it?
I don't know. They knew each other. We were friends with this guy in college. They want to go on a double date with him and his fiance to get to know the fiance. That makes sense.
I've done this so many times where, like, Emma has been the fiance that people don't know. Like, I have hung out with my friend who's married to someone else, and I knew both of them in college, and they hang out with me, and they get to know my wife, and then we end up all being great friends. You should do this.
I would understand if he didn't know either of them, and he was like, I just really don't want to be the odd man out in this double date. I would understand that, but it seems like they both knew each other in college. He's being weird. Just tell him to get over it. Or something's wrong. Maybe he doesn't like him. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I think just do this. Don't freak out about it.
Yeah. Cool. Just wondering if a girl from your church, young adult group, texts you out of the blue to go to a square dance with you. He explained what a square dance was.
I think hold on, read it.
A rural county fair thing.
Oh, I thought it was one of those urban dances. I was confused. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
I thought a square dance was when the Jets and the Sharks, you know, I thought that was a square dance.
When a girl texts you and invites you to a hoedown when you gather at a honky-tonk to boogie.
This is my first rodeo. All right. When she's just being friendly, right? No, she's not. She likes you.
She likes you, dude. No woman wants to touch a man. This is the thing. Like, why are you as a woman?
It's a square dance. It's a very platonic endeavor.
You don't. You're telling me that you go to the square dance with expectations of friendship? Disgusting.
This kind of swing that partner around and round.
Yeah.
I do like for a moment. I'd like to point out like the closest thing that we have to a Victorian era ball is an American square dance.
Yeah, the rural kids in the Midwest are holding it down for the rest of the country.
They really are for proper courtship between young folk. The only people who are doing it right are those rural county fairs with square dances. Man,
I think you text her back. You say, "All right, everybody, now here we go. It's a brand new version of the do-si-do. Just stomp your feet and clap your hands. Come on, everybody, it's the hamster dance." And then if she responds, bounce in time to the beat. Hey, you don't even have to move your feet. Just shake your thing and I can see you move. Now turn around and feel the groove. Yeehaw. Then you know you found yourself a keeper. Burr, burr, burr,
burr. Man,
that song, song hits, by the way. If you listen to that now, it's great.
Feels like I'm back at Galaxy Skateway. The roller skating rink from my childhood is still open. I don't know how. There's never cars there.
Skating rinks have felled off. Maybe it's because all the kids are going to rural county fair square dances.
I think it's because all the kids are playing Fork Knife on their Xboxes.
Yes. If she texts you to go dancing, this is a pretty universal sign. Even if it's like there's not much touching involved, I think all the women in the chat would agree. They're not texting a man that they don't enjoy spending time with. Unless she specifically said, hey, I'm as a friend, I'm inviting you to come to this with me because I have no one else to go with. If she's saying, hey, will you go with me? She likes you, dude. Hold her hand, man. Do the do-si-do. Plant one on her. Wear a cowboy hat. Get those pearl snaps going. Have a good time. Head on down to Cavender's and get yourself a boot.
Dude, I told you about the Western store near my house where I got my cowboy
hat. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
The Western store, that's what it's called?
Yes.
It's like Boot Barn. This is like a crazy name for a place to go.
Like, what other kind of barn would there be? You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to Sneaker Barn. Anyway, no, I'd go to Sneaker Barn, actually.
Frick, my website sucks.
It does, really? Wait, hold on. We've worked really hard on it. It took us ages and ages and ages to put it together. You're telling me that our website is bad?
Yes, we are but simple, humble parish workers. And we tried so hard, but we were so bad at it.
It's probably because I spent all my time studying theology and not digital graphic design.
It's probably because I spent all of my time browsing through WordPress plugins instead of actually making the website.
That'll do it. I have redone a parish website twice in my career. Because I was the youngest person on staff, I had to work on it. And most parish websites are clunky, poorly written, and horrible and difficult to navigate. And that's why our friend Dan at Briefcase Marketing is sponsoring our podcast to get the word out to you, parish worker, about how you guys can redo your website for a fraction of the cost of what it would cost you to get it done by like some firm that's not even Catholic. They don't even know about the church. Come on, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't just parishes. This is any Catholic company that has an old or a cluttered website, or really any company at all. If you work at a small company, if you have a website, Dan at Briefcase Marketing can help you out. This would be a really overwhelming process, Patrick, but they make it really, really simple over at Briefcase Marketing.
Yes. Most companies that you contract to write a website for you will make you write out the whole website, all of the stuff. They're just making it look pretty. They're not doing any of the content. Dan will actually write the website for you so that you don't have to worry about what's going to convert, what needs to be above the fold. What does above the fold even mean? He takes care of all of that for you.
I send him photos of myself. I say, put this one on the website, put that one on the website, put this one on the website, make this one a GIF, turn me into, make it so that I'm dancing with Trump and Elon Musk AI. And he says, no problem. I'll include it on the website. Super easy to work with. Loves putting pictures of me on the website. So if that's your bag, he's got it.
Instead of staring at a blank sheet of paper and writing all of your content, he writes everything for you. So takes care of all of that. And if your company or ministry or parish needs a better website, he has a deal that the first three people to fill out our form on our website will get a free rewrite of the hero section of their website. It's the top part of the homepage, the most important part of your website. So the first three people, even if you don't go with them, even if you don't work with them, get a free rewrite of the hero section of your website. So fill out our form at thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Take it to a forum, fill it out, and he'll rewrite the hero section for you. If you love it, he'll work with you. You're going to want to hire him immediately. He's a great guy. Check out his Google reviews. All of his Google reviews are from parish pastors or ministries he's worked with that have given him 5 stars all the way. So go check him out. That's thecrunchcast.com/briefcase.
thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Thank you so much to Briefcase Marketing for sponsoring this episode of Putting Ethan on Your Parish Website. Do it now. Okay, goodbye.
All right, this question is am I boy crazy? How do I stop? Life cycle goes like this. 1, meet cute boy. 2, feelings. 3, fantasize about cute boy liking me back. 4, get friend zoned by cute boy. 5, crying. 6, moving on. 7, be crush free for 3 months to a year. And I'm searching for someone to have a crush on. And then 8, find another boy, rinse and repeat. Context, I've always been a hopeless romantic. I've done the stereotypical things girls like to do, like crushing on a celebrity or an animated character in between my serious crushes. Is that what girls do?
Wait, hold on. Read that
sentence animated back. Character? I've done the stereotypical girl things, like crushing on a celebrity or an animated character in between my... You got to stop that.
Yeah, you got to stop doing that. I don't know about that.
Hold on. Is there an age here?
Yeah. Probably.
She said 3 to 12 months. There's no way she's younger than 20, right? No.
There's no way someone that's not in their teens is having a crush on a cartoon.
This is tough. I need to temper my advice based on how old this person is.
Just give 2 different sets of advice.
Okay. And then further context, animated characters, serious crushes. I've also recognized that a crush is like a roller coaster. Okay. They're definitely in high school because they're explaining how mature they are. I've decided the high is worth the pain. Oh, yep. That's a Taylor Swift.
Dude. Wow. You just got read like a book. Question.
I'm
asker.
Upset. I am upset at myself for immediately clocking that Taylor Swift lyric, but it was pretty Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious. It gives me something to look forward to when life gets mundane or hard. When the pain hits, it's a distraction from the things I'm actually worried about. Don't get me wrong. I like being single. I have a good friend group, lots of interest, busy life. I don't want to be a trad wife. I know that relationships aren't all sunshine and roses, and my ultimate priority is God. I don't want to beat myself up for my feelings. I don't want to be a serial crusher anymore. What do I do? Is there anyone that relates?
It's funny that you described like the most common female experience and then said context. And then you described more about yourself as if you weren't just like a normal girl. This is very normal. What you described is just life. Like you meet someone and you like them and they don't like you back and it makes you sad. And then you get over it and then you meet someone else.
And you just keep doing that. 22, final year of college, I found out.
Okay. Ugh. Sorry for what I said about animated characters, but also maybe we should stop watching anime. You know?
They're not real.
Yeah. Who do you like? That's actually a really important question because that is it the guy from One Piece? What's his name? Luffy? You got a crush on Luffy?
Joey Wheeler from Yu-Gi-Oh.
He eats the gum fruit and that gets you all excited. I don't know what One Piece is.
She likes this guy right here.
Who are you pulling up right now?
This guy.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Joey Wheeler from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay.
That's him. That's the guy she's got a crush on. That's the ideal male body type.
I think it's Brock from Pokemon, to be honest with you.
I think it's Pikachu. That's who she's got an animated crush on.
Well, that's so we get into dangerous territory there because a lot of people have crushes on those animated characters, dude.
Bro.
I don't know what advice to give you. I'm so attached to this like you like it cartoons thing. It's freaking me out.
I think that you should just here's what I think you should do.
Yeah.
I think that you should just go ask a guy out. You should just date a guy. Or there might be something wrong with you. I don't know.
That's not why people listen to this show, Patrick.
No, I think here's
this is not the whatever pod where we can just sit. This is not fresh and fit where we can just make fun of women that are struggling. We need to help them.
You're not struggling. It's the common denominator. if what you're saying is true. Now, she said 3 to 12 months. All right. So,
sure.
First of all, if you're crushing on a guy for 12 months and nothing has happened, you are wasting your time. Okay.
No, it's 3 to 12 months where she gets over it. Not 3 to 12 months of crushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. But I don't know how many cycles this has gone through. But at a certain point, you have to be like, all right, what's the common denominator here?
Yeah.
You know, like, am I in it? So if it's you, great. The problem is within your control. Now, it might not be. I'm not saying the problem is your personality or your looks. Not saying that. Hear me when I say that. I'm saying that. Anyway.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It is Saturday. I'm about to watch some college football. I got the K-State polo on. As some of you know, my love for college football is another indication in my further swing to the right that you might have noticed on the podcast. One of the other things that's more right-wing about me lately is that I really, really hate censorship. I really don't like big tech using their monopoly over the technology that we use every day, silencing people that frankly say things that are true about the Catholic Church, about Catholic social teaching. There's a lot of repression about the truth that's going on out there in big tech land. That's why our sponsor, Patmost Hosting Solutions, is one of the best sponsors we've ever had because I think they're actually doing something of value. our website is hosted on Patmos. They are our island of refuge from big tech. That's one of the things that they say. They provide a few different things: top-notch web and app development services, hosting, AI GPU services, and they're all backed. This is the thing I really like about them: no censorship guarantee. So even if they completely disagreed with you, they would still host you. They would still put you out on the web. They would make sure you don't get deplatformed because they agree that you should be allowed to say what you want to say, right? You should not be censored because of ideological differences. I say a lot of things on this podcast that maybe would get me canceled otherwise, but Patmos, because I'm not worried about that, they always take care of me, which is really, really nice. I have my own person to talk to. I could talk to Camila anytime I have an issue or a question about what's going with Patmos, and they never offshore or sub out any of their work. There's just no better value in tech. So if you are looking to build an app or website or host a current site, or you know someone who's looking to do any of these things, go to patmos.tech. They can help out businesses or missions. So if you're in the church world, they can help you no matter what size you are. There's no cost amount that is the minimum threshold. They want to help everybody who wants this type of service with the great value that they provide. Let's see the last thing here. Oh, I didn't include this in some of the other ads. You get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration if you tell them the Crunch sent you. That's 10% off. We need to go back and we need to update. So I'm going to say this a lot more. 10% off if you tell them that the Crunch sent you. That's patmos.tech. Patmos, freedom as a service. Go to patmos.tech, tell them the Crunch sent you. Get 10% off for your favorite mission, organization, church, or business. That's patmos.tech. They keep us free. Thank you, Patmos, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
The problem could be that you're going after the wrong guy, or maybe you're shooting too high, you know? Like,
are they all like wearing leather jackets and smoking cigarettes and skipping class?
Jumping sharks. Hitting vending machines and...
Yeah.
Racing down the gullies in LA, you know?
Driving motorcycles, you know?
Yeah. Starting bands with their brother-in-law's old high college roommate who lives in their house while they take care of his three daughters.
Do you exclusively like guys who somehow just doesn't have parents around at all? His dad's always away on business.
Yeah. You know? Do you like Beck from Victorious?
Do you like Freddie in that one episode of iCarly where he's cool and he dances? What? Give me that. What? What? Come on. What? What? They don't even show him. They don't even show. It's like they can't show his feet. They don't show his feet while he's dancing because they don't trust the actor to actually do it right.
Oh, man.
He's wearing boots.
He's wearing Doc Martens. He doesn't pull them off.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
I wanted to talk about Beck from Victorious, but sure. we're talking about Freddy.
We can talk about Beck.
That's the weirdest character ever written. He doesn't.
I didn't watch that show very much.
He lives by himself in an RV. He's a child. He's like a homeless kid.
He's
homeless.
He's a homeless guy.
And they play it like he's like this dark, mysterious, very cool guy.
He's just dealing with his incredibly depressing homeless life by wearing leather, which is fine. It's warm, but it's just not the best.
How is he affording this incredibly expensive performing arts school in Southern California?
Yeah. I mean, hey, Gavin Newsom's state, you know what I mean?
It's true.
All the kids are homeless.
He's there on the dole.
All the kids are homeless, and they get to go to 100K a year high schools to learn how to be gay.
They get to learn acting from another homeless guy.
Yeah, who is that? Who is the teacher? What was his name?
I think they called him like something psycho, like Professor
Psychowitz.
Yeah. That's two on the nose.
If you're a principal, you just automatically disqualify the guy named Psychowitz. Like, I don't care how good you are, you can't show up here one being bald and two being named Psychowitz. You can't
being
have
crazy
that.
Three being Polish.
I would accept this.
All right. Last question. This one's a
I don't think we gave her any real advice. I think you
the advice was search your heart. You know it to be true. Something is wrong, but not your feelings. Your feelings. This women need to understand this.
Search your heart. You know it to be true. Something's wrong, not with them, but with you. A little rhyme that we came up with.
It's your women need to understand this, and I love you all very deeply. Your feelings cannot be right or wrong. They're just feelings. They cannot describe reality.
Yes.
They are feelings. They don't determine reality. They're just feelings. And so, like, I feel bad because of this. It's like, all right, well, feeling bad about this situation doesn't make that situation bad. Feeling bad about something does not mean you're doing something wrong. All right, whatever. So, like, your feelings are not wrong. But you could be like, oh, this situation is not ideal, where I'm constantly going through these cycles. Okay, how do I get out of this cycle? Could be something that I do. Could be something wrong with the men. Then I'll just choose other men, right? Like, the best way to get agency over this is blame yourself, and not in, like, in self-pity way where it's like, I'm ugly, that's why it never works.
No.
No, it's like, go be like, all right, I'm choosing the wrong people. There's a lid for every pot. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you are ugly. Some guys are like, I'm just not. Some men, eventually, at the point of, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter what you look like. Some man is going to find you beautiful. And
maybe eventually season 3 Zuko will become real and you can marry him.
that's my pick, honestly.
Yeah.
Go after different guys, ask them out. Just keep trying. You're a 22-year-old woman, so of course you like men.
This is not weird. Like, you framed it as if, like, this was a crazy thing. Like, oh, I get crushes, and then I get over them, and I get more crushes. It's like the most normal. It's like I wake up, and then I have to go to the bathroom, like, first thing, and then I have to, like, drink some water because I'm a little thirsty, and then I eat breakfast. Like, is there? And then I do this every day. It's like, there's something wrong with me.
It's ridiculous. You just don't like not being married.
Yeah, which is fair. Because being married rocks, dude. Being you get married a race car it, bed.
It fixes all of your problems. Everyone knows. Yes. That. You're out of focus again.
All right. You do another one?
Yeah, sorry. You cut out and you're out of focus.
I think the internet just slowed down.
I was waiting. Yeah. All right, this question.
We're back.
Oh, man. Okay, there we go. All right, this one is such a long message that it wouldn't send as a Discord message. I had to download it as a TXT file. So
we'll
see how that goes. All right.
That's not good.
Full screen. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Bigger text,
load it up.
Please. Thank you.
Come on, Patrick. You got this. Everything's
Control
a TXT
X.
file if you try hard enough.
I gotta put it in a Word doc. All right, now I got to export it to PDF. Just kidding.
Hello, it's me from the future. Well, in this podcast, I'm from the future, but for you listening, I'm from the past. And if this ad gets used again, I'm even more in the past. But I'm not in the future for the future me that's recording a future episode that this ad is in. But what I'm going to talk to you today about is the Consecrate America campaign. We just had the year of the 3 years of the Eucharistic Revival and the big National Eucharistic Congress. But Carmel Communications is on a mission to consecrate America to the Eucharist. So you can go to consecrateamerica.com. We're hoping that we get as many people as possible to sign a petition to the U.S. bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. As of right now, I'm looking at the page, 137,000 people have signed. They're aiming for 250,000. You head over to consecrateamerica.com. You can join the petition. Essentially, we believe that the people who believe in the Eucharist should continue to advocate for adoration, reverence in the liturgy. I mean, we can't just stop because the Congress happened and it's over now. It feels like it's over now. We have to keep going. And one of the ways that Carmel Communications is doing this, and they are petitioning the bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. 50 million American Catholics have left the Catholic faith in the past 30 years. It is time to stop seeking worldly solutions to spiritual problems. If we consecrate America,
then we will be placing this into God's hands. We will be seeking out a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem. So head on over to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition today. We'd like to thank Carmel Communications for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. Go to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition now. See you later.
All right, here's an anonymous question. How do I show this guy I'm interested in him? We have no mutual friends. He's not on social media. My only means of contact with him is if we happen to go to the same diocesan young adult event.
Oh, boy.
What? How do you know this guy? I met this guy. Oh, here we go. Okay. That's how we'll figure it out in the question. I first met this guy at a young adult social and was attracted to him right away. Out of the groups of people we were talking with, I enjoyed getting to know his personality more than the rest. It wasn't until the second young adult social that I saw him and got a hint that he might be interested in me too. We chatted. Ooh. He walked out with me at the end of the event, and even though there were other people also making the way to their cars, he and I only talked with each other. It was a nice getting to know you casual chat, but I felt the flirty nature of our banter. While walking out together, I asked him a question. I like the narrative ones. While walking out together, I asked him a question about what brought him to move to the area, and he said, "That's a long story, so it's a story for the next time I see you." Ugh. He ended up walking me in my car, hugged me goodbye. Then a month later was the third and most recent time I saw him. It was again at a young adult event. When he saw me, he said, "Hello," as I was walking past him. And I was stepping outside to take an important phone call from a family member. I tapped on his shoulder and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you," in a bubbly slash flirty way. So I kept waiting for a natural way to get to chat with him one-on-one, but never happened. He was seated at a table the entire time, talking with people I don't know, so I didn't have a natural way to approach the table. Plus, I still don't really know him that well, and I didn't want to be weird by approaching his table to pull his attention away from the people he was talking to. So I spent the entire evening standing around talking to other people, waiting for a natural opportunity for him to walk by and chat him up. But it never happened. He stayed seated the entire time. A friend said that he may have felt like he couldn't approach me, considering I was standing and talking with other people, because I was secretly waiting for him to walk by me. But I feel like if someone is interested in me, they would make the effort. Maybe he doesn't want to get to know me. In the future, should I just be direct and sit with him? Does it sound like he's interested in me? Like I said before, I have no idea and no means to talk to him besides the young adult events. What's your advice?
What are we doing, dude? It's the reason the birth rate is declining is because all these people are taking 6 months to figure out something that should take one day. You know?
I want to point out my dear friend.
Yeah.
You
don't blame me.
Talking in a group of people.
Me.
He was talking in a group of people. You did not go up to him. He did not go up to you, but you have interpreted like, "Oh, but if he liked me, wouldn't he have walked up and talked to me?" He's thinking the same thing, my friend. He's thinking the same thing. "Oh, if she really wanted to talk to me, wouldn't she have just come up and talked to me and interrupted my conversation? If he really liked me, wouldn't he have interrupted?" No, you were both being weird and awkward. Also, get his phone number.
Why don't you have each other's phone numbers?
How is there, you're like, "I don't know how to talk to him." I'm like, "Bro, we're in 2024.
This is the we're only like, time that current year makes sense.
Come like, on.
It's 2024. Get the boy's number. You could go just DM Rainbolt and have him find his house with a GeoGuessr.
Talk to someone at whoever was at the young adult event. Go find them on Facebook. If you know his name, look him up on Facebook.
This is literally why, like, if there's a young adult coordinator, he lives for this, right? It's like, "Hey, I really like this guy that I met. I didn't get his number. Can I have his phone number from the event registration list, please?" And the guy would be like, "Sure." What do you mean? We're all on the same team here.
No one signed any forms.
No one's under any questions about what young adult ministry is for. So, like, first of all, you got to stop being scared. It sounds like I'm reading this. Being bubbly slash flirty is not enough. You ever seen those old movies from, like, the 30s where the old women?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched one earlier on.
The women are all talking. They're like, "You know, I would have thought he should have, you know, come. I think I'm just going to go over there. See you later, boys." And then she kicks the boys away, and then she talks to him. You know, you got to go up there and be like, "Hey, can I talk to him?" And they'll be like, "Sure." And then you'll talk to him. You know, just like, be social norms don't matter when you're trying to get a spouse. You need to do everything, and you need to be scorched earth, total war, ignore everything else other than
just came up with this. All is fair in love and war.
That's true. That's why people say this, is because imagine what you did was World War One. You guys were both doing trench warfare. You were both sitting there waiting for the other person to climb up and charge, and neither of you did. And then you both got trench foot, and now you have to wait for a month for new socks. Sucks. what a terrible experience for you both to have. What we should have done is we should have mustard gassed the entire young adult event so that everyone passed out except the two of you, and then you could negotiate a truce by...
What's the name? What's the name of that tank? I can't think of the tank name.
A Panzer?
The first tank they ever used.
The first tank, yeah.
Was it a Panzer tank?
Yeah.
The Renault FT. You got to get a Renault FT, and you got it, dude. All Quiet on the Western Front. I got chills, and I think I cried during the tank scene.
When they had a tank? No, I didn't watch All's Quiet on the Western Front.
I watched All's Quiet on the Western Front, and I wept. It was awful. Yeah. Because these boys are fighting.
Yeah.
And the war is about to end.
Yes.
And they get out of the trench.
Yeah.
And this is the first time any human being has ever seen a tank.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what would you do?
What would I do? I'd probably
You've never seen a tank before. And they're just, what do you do?
It's just all of a sudden there's a tank there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the first time you see a horse, you know? You're like, what a beast. What a majestic beast. Yeah. You know?
I remember the first time I saw a horse.
You do?
No.
I remember the first time I saw my grandma. It was crazy. She was so old. You know?
Oh, brother.
Did you see that interview that Theo Von did with Donald Trump? He described being on cocaine. He said, you turn into an owl. You turn into an owl. You become your own street lamp.
I love that.
When I took cocaine, it made me feel like a mechanic, dude.
So, and Donald Trump is like being very serious. He's like,
so
it was like a good feeling. And he was like, nah, I hated it, bro.
No, I hated it. I hated it. Saying cocaine makes you feel like a mechanic because it makes your brain rattle is such a funny thing to say.
I love him. He deserves,
I love them both, dude,
so much. The I've been speaking of war and escalation. Yeah. I've been reading the Butter Battle book to my son.
Huh?
My wife hates it. It's a Dr. Seuss book about the Cold War.
Oh, yes, you've told me about this.
And I told Leo that it's my favorite Dr. Seuss book, and so now at night he goes, Dada's favorite, and he goes and gets that book and he hands it to me. He's like, this is your favorite, Dad, we should read this one. It's very sweet. But it's about escalation and war and love. So anyway, the moral of the Butter Battle book is that you can escalate nonstop without consequences in both love and war.
Did you ever have a feeling there's a zamp in the lamp or a nink in the sink?
better be careful with those.
Or a wazit in the closet.
Do any of those words
sometimes become... I'm quite certain there's a jurtin in the curtain. And when I hear a talk, I know a zlock's behind the clock.
Did any of the words in that book become slurs?
I like the zabel on the table and the gear beneath the chair, but the bofa on the sofa.
There we go. There. I was waiting for that. Let's go. I'll tell you.
I like the geeling on the ceiling and the zower in the shower and the nupperds and the cupboards. I do like them a lot. But that toothbrush on that toothbrush. Well, some are nice, but... he is not. The Yeps on the Steps are always fun to have around, and so are many, many other friends that I have found, like the Geller and the Beller and the Teller and the Neller and the Weller and the Deller and the Zeller and the Seller. There's the Yodel in the Bottle, whom I do not wish to keep, but the Zillow on my pillow always helps me fall
Zillow, that's
asleep.
Another word that I like when you have nonsense words with Dr. Seuss, and some of them become actual words.
Like Zillow and Bofa.
Yeah, there's a bofa on the sofa.
Yeah,
not gonna do it.
All right, that's it for the show. That's it for the pod. Thanks to everybody who asked a dating question. If you have a dating question, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. Submit your dating question in the Dating Corner channel. I'd like to thank Patmos Hosting Solutions for hosting this podcast, keeping us on air, keeping us safe from big tech, big censorship,
online,
and online. We love Patmos Hosting Solutions. If you're looking for a job in tech, or if you are looking for someone to host your business's web services, go to Patmos Hosting Solutions. I think it's patmos.tech is their website, but you can just look them up. I'd also like to thank Carmel Communications for sponsoring us with the Consecrate America campaign. Go to consecrateamerica.com to sign the petition to consecrate America to the Eucharist. Exodus 90, thank you for sponsoring us through the end of St. Michael's Lent. Go to exodus90.com/thecrunch. And finally, thank you to Briefcase Marketing. I don't know his URL. Can you spit out that URL for me real quick?
Oh, briefcase.marketing.
Briefcase.marketing. He will help you with your website. If you're a parish, you work at a parish, you know someone who works at a parish, if you go to a parish, briefcase.marketing is there to help you. I think that's everybody. Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
You've heard of the bofa on the sofa.
Yeah.
But what about the haktua in the sewa?
If Dr. Seuss knew about haktua, dude, he'd go off. He'd go crazy. I love that guy. Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We will be praying for you, and we'll see you all next time.
Hawkton hears a Tua.
All right, I can't think of another one. That's too good. You win. You win today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.